Hi, my name is Catherine Graham, and I'm going to be reading from my book Winterkill. It's the third book in a trilogy with Insomniac Press, the first of which was Pupa, the second The Red Element, and Winterkill was published in 2010. I'd like to begin with this poem titled Turtles. I wanted something alive, not stuffed. Soft heads hinged to shells. They glisten in the plastic pond with the plastic tree. Two, in the water, out of the water. They don't notice me. What am I? I am the storm. I am the eye. I let them stew in their piss. I wanted something alive. This next poem was inspired by a painting by Kate Domina, which became the cover image of the book in Winterkill. And the poem is titled after the painting, Troll Was No Monster, after the painting by Kate Domina. My body's thin like an icicle, but my fur warms the rug of me. I feel good in this suit, my tie a material icicle. It wears me well like the mouse I wear that wears me. See past my wolfish eyes, the wildness that makes the menace race down the knuckle bones of your back. It's only the feet of my little mouse. Fiona. Oh, I blame my very sadness on Fiona. My lost smile and my returning sadness, on Fiona's sadness and her lost smile, that prompted the teacher I love to put down her chalk and purr, "Oh, what's the matter, my dear Fiona?" And all heads turned away from me, away from me, and darkness roped my folded arms and tied a double knot in my sadness. This next poem was inspired by a quote that I read by the Oscar award-winning actress Tilda Swinton. And when she was asked where it was she'd like to be buried, this was her answer. In a shallow grave of sand, done up to the nines, in a huge flowery chiffon dress, stretched out like a sail on a beach in the Hebrides, pecked to pieces by birds. So my editor, Paul Vermeersch, who was the editor for all three books in the trilogy, suggested that I use the form of a glossa to incorporate those words. But it became a super glossa with six stanzas instead of four, and you'll hear these lines embedded in the poem that I'm going to read now, titled The Buried. The Buried. The breeze soothes the summer's burning as it lifts off the lake, but the hot sand holds the white heat, so we burrow our toes to find the cooling. Bury me in a shallow grave of sand. I lie back and you shovel beach over my pale body. I let the itch of it enter me. It's as if a thousand insects have taken free rein and clothed me in their stings. I am dressed up to the nines now, a level away from all that I once knew. Ahead, but when I close my eyes, I become the buried. A cloud passes over in a huge flowery chiffon dress, and the sand is the smell of my new skin. The grainy case of my lungs pump through homes of crabs. I am the sound of the underneath, stretched out like a sail in a photograph. I am pure verb going nowhere. Even the wind can't move me. The sand bars my body from the water's rise on a beach in the Hebrides where time is carved back, landlocked to the hours of sand that has no hours, only bones. I'm not afraid of your leaving. I'm only afraid of being pecked to pieces by birds. This next poem takes us to a classroom, to French class, to a little girl struggling to pronounce the vowel U. My ear is lost. My mouth won't ooh the way Mademoiselle wants it to. Ooh, 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 her face bullets to a freckle. I taste her stale croissant on my tongue. Tears take over. They talk for me, sobbing the wrong vowel. This last poem that I'm going to read is titled Feelers. We make a new world by tipping the bamboo basement chairs, slipping a blanket over the gap. Go in, little room for stretching our growing backs. Bug round, compact. We shrink, shells harden and crisp from the lack of light, like the earth we sink into deeper and deeper. Now our eyes have gone, but we have feelers, twin twitching threads for finding each other.